neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So from here Gemara learns what type of avodah that relates to the heart. So Gemara explains that this is tefillah. So now the question is, what avodah has anything to do with heart? The term avodah means, what does avodah mean?
Work.
So you ask people, where are you going? So I'm going to work. Business. So when people go to the work, what is expected for them to happen? To have profits. Do you know anybody that goes to work and doesn't want to make money? Would you know anybody?
Sometimes it's good for him. They do as a favor to somebody else.
No, he opened a business. What is the purpose of business?
So to make money.
To make income, to make money. So now here it says, so you can learn from here that the message here is that you have to align your heart in a way to make profit, no? Yes? You agree?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
So what type of profit you can make from your heart?
Spiritual profit.
So what is it?
See God in everything.
I know, but here the same way that this term is for going to business to make money, so we have to relate it that our heart, that it says, well, although you have to work through your heart. So what kind of profit are you supposed to make with your heart?
Tefillah, to accomplish it the right way.
I know, what is the supposed to do?
Not get distracted, you know.
No. We're not talking, no, but in your system, you have to make profit through your heart. What type of profit you have to make? Peace, that's good.
You have to make a lot of things. You have to make profit of having knowledge.
But that's where your chokhmah. That's your chokhmah.
No, so you have to. Your profit is you hope Hashem should give you more knowledge. Hashem should help you to do teshuvah. Hashem should remove his sins. Hashem should give him geulah.
I know, but that's like designing your store. You know, you put like special light. You know, you the color and all of that. But it has to have some type of profit that you have to gain through your heart. And that is, Saba Michele, this is a very beautiful thing. He says that our system usually is tend to what way? What way usually we tend to? Sorry? Hazaka Baruch. And he calls it sheker, falsehood. And what is falsehood is all about?
Physicality.
And what is it? What type of mentality is it that is sheker, is falsehood?
Short-term.
Understand, but what type is it? How does it represent himself?
It's amazing. It's extravagant.
I'm talking about yourself.
That your hishtadlut brings the...
Very nice. That means I can do it. I know what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I know.
And actually, you don't know. So here, actually, when he says, the same attitude that we have to go to work, you always search to get a better merchandise, make more profit, have more customers. It's constant.
Rat race.
Work. Constant work. So here the Torah should come to tell us the same answer that you have for your work. Why? Because sheker, falsehood, never stops. Never stops. It's on a momentary basis. Constant. You're dealing with to pick from, sheker that would be trapped by it. That's the task of tefillah. It's the avodah of the heart through the tefillah that you be able to recognize what is sheker and what is
amen.
Not what is good and not is good. Because in life, you made a decision that you felt is very good. And then later on, the next day, like, let's say, Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone, pizza, you eat pizza. Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
The next day?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
You want the sheker to be outside of you.
That's like a baro. Now, let's see the example. You know the story of Yosef HaTzaddik?
Yeah.
He was in prison.
Oh, wow.
You know about the story?
Yeah.
So what happened? We see the sentence was added. How many years?
Two.
2 years. But why?
Because he asked them. He told them to remember.
He asked who?
The butler.
The butler. So now he is Shalach Kadosh comes and asks. Let's say the Yosef HaTzaddik would tell the butler, please remember me. How many years would he punish for? None. None.
If what?
If he would ask the butler only once to remember him,
yeah.
Would he be punished?
No.
Why?
Because it wouldn't depend on the butler.
So, but you asked him.
No, what's the difference?
He did the basic level of Ishtadlus.
So that means he believed that Ribono Shel Olam send a shaliach, a messenger. So what do you do? He said, please remember me.
Well, what's the difference between that?
It's a big difference, because when you tell the butler once to get me out of here, so that means you believe he's the messenger of
Hashem.
That shows your Emunah. But when you tell them twice, so that means who do you believe in?
The butler, because you're making
the butler and yourself.
So the problem is that he said it twice?
Twice, yeah.
He said, think of me and mention me.
Yeah, because now he's going after Sheker. It's not Emet anymore.
Because he's putting faith in the person?
And himself.
But if he says, just remember me, isn't that also putting faith in
him? No.
How come?
Because we believe harbe sheluchim lamakom. Because Ribono Shel Olam has FedEx people all over. So that means when you tell them once, you thank Hashem, you send them. That shows your bitachon, emunah. But when you tell them twice, so that means you ignore and deny the supervision, the hashkaha of Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what the avodah tefillah is, that you be able to realize, to leave the sheker outside, and go on a path that is only emet. And this takes lots of work. You call once, and that's it. You tell once, and that's it. But when you tell twice, and then you get angry at people because whatever that they did and you're not agree with, so that means you going after Sheker. And that's what the avodah tefillah is all about. Hashem is like, you know. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko,
koilani shomone shomo sheli. You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.